5-course dinner for just $25 plus tax and tip at any of the 18 participating restaurants like Oceano, Palm Cafe, Remy's, Roxanne, or Ruth's Chris. Visit ClaytonRestaurantWeek.com for more details and to view restaurant menus. Clayton Restaurant Week, January 20th through the 26th.
For a fast, accurate temperature reading, nothing beats the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Here's what a real Exergen customer had to say.
This works great. My doctor's office uses the same brand and recommended this one to me. I love that I can check my baby's temperature when sleeping because he stays asleep.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is backed by over 50 published medical studies, more than any other thermometer, and is used and recommended by more medical professionals everywhere, giving you the peace of mind that you're getting the best. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer.
At St. Louis Bread Company, try the Mediterranean Wild Salmon Couscous Salad, topped with tender wild sockeye salmon fillets. Available at participating St. Louis Bread Company bakery cafes.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou. Tune in this Monday night from 6:30 till 9 for Mizzou Monday, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley and Jim Ure. We'll recap the last game, preview the next, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Mixed Fusions by Nicki Minaj. Premium imported Moscato infused with natural fruit juices. Naturally sweet, sparkling, and refreshingly carbonated. Mixed Fusions by Nicki Minaj and the Big 550 KTRS.
Pinion's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Break opinions on the air.
So join his partners and peers.
It's a crotch party from it.
So what?
Crotch party.
We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Sounds fun.
Yeah. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the... Whoa, I didn't even realize it. Today's Monday the 13th. Edition of Pinion's Playhouse. See, I always wonder... Somebody who just started listening. They have to just be going, what?
Wait a minute.
And there'll be more of that. You'll do it again. You're going to do it throughout the whole show. You'll hear several things that'll make you go, what the heck does that mean?
That's not right.
Well, the whole show's not right, and you need to know that now. We're brought to you today by Ballast Dental Care, where I've gone to the dentist for 40 years.
Hey!
In fact, in 3 more months... It'll be 41 years because it was 1973, my first appointment at Ballast Dental Care. But enough about me. Let's introduce a couple other people in the room at the control board. It's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are, of course, financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are getting ready to retire, then now would be a great time to call Mark and Jason because they can help you what to do with the money in your employer
plan. What was that? Was that a little stumble there? A little bit, yeah. They can help you
fight right through it. For their phone number, more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
You know what? You're under a lot of pressure. People need to come and look at that control board. If they could see what you have to man.
No idea.
And manhandle, then they go, you know what? Now I get it. I understand. That guy deserves to stumble every once in a while. Then, of course, if they could see what Dan does, they'd go... I mean, nothing. Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And Rat Boy, you are going to be... This is your day, buddy. There's a story in the news, and it's about a sex pervert, and guess what else?
Cheese.
That's right. Cheese. He's going to love this story. Oh, and Peon, I got more on it. One of our listeners sent me more. I actually saw a picture of the guy in his car.
I saw that, too.
This is custom made for this show. Give it up, if you would, for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk to the lunch lady today.
Yes.
Well, we're not going to talk to her. She's going to talk to us.
Got a special song today.
I cannot wait. I cannot wait. She's such a great singer and not irritating at all.
No.
Lunch Ladies coming up. We're brought to you today by Ballast Dental Care. I was in Ballast Dental Care. Hang on, and I'll tell you. I think it was Monday, a week ago today. That's right, because I chipped a tooth the day before the pipe burst and flooded our basement, and that was all 3 days after the internet went out in my house. It was a great week, that stretch. But the easiest fix of all was the chipped tooth, because it was a piece of bonding that had chipped before. And the one thing about bonding, unless you replace a whole tooth or do some kind of veneer, it's never going to last forever. But I'll tell you what, the next best thing to forever is when they do this bonding at Ballast Dental Care. And it was the front of one of my front teeth just had popped off years ago. And so I went in there last week, and Stephanie, who assisted Dr. Watanabe, wow, what, she's like a sculptor. I look in the mirror now, and I go, where does it even end and begin? I know that there's a little piece of that surface that's not really my real enamel, but I can't tell it. The matching that they're able to do. You know, if you had like corn yellow teeth, they could match that. It would be painful for you. Or cheese-colored teeth. They can do that. Like that one car dealer on TV, he's got cheese-colored teeth. Uh-huh. While I was in there, I started talking to Dr. Watanabe about these movie stars and these people. Do you ever see these people whose teeth are perfectly even? It's like there's no jagged edge. Like the bottoms of their top of their upper teeth, it's a perfect row. He said those are porcelain veneers. He says anybody with money can have that, but it's not natural. It's not normal. You know, you've got those sharp teeth, and you're supposed to have a little bit of irregularity. But I've been watching it. Like last night, I watched it. Oh, I'll tell you who. Hang on here. Who was it? Jim Carrey. He's a good example of a guy who has those perfect teeth in front. Those are Hollywood teeth. They're not real teeth. You and I, we have real teeth, and we need to take care of them. Or by no choice, because we won't have a choice, then we're going to have some fake teeth because we're going to lose ours. It's easy to do. You just need to get yourself a good dentist, a good dental clinic, and I have it for you. If you don't have one, please use mine, Ballast Dental Care. 40 years, I know what I'm talking about. This is a wonderful place to go to the dentist. So you need a dentist because yours died, or you wish he'd die, or she'd die, or they're mean, or they retired, or moved away, or you just moved here. Maybe you just found this station. You're just new to St. Louis. Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com. You want to call the lunch lady?
Yes.
Well, I mean, you don't have
ready.
To. It was your idea.
Yeah, we're ready.
All right, here we go. Lunch lady. It's all you need to know her by. It's just the lunch lady. No hurry.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good.
Well, today we are going to have baked lasagna.
Oh, easy.
You know what I'm going to say? Garlic bread.
Oh, yeah.
And for dessert, assorted mini cupcakes. Doesn't that sound delicious?
It sure does, lunch lady.
And push that button on the side of your bed. If you want,
push that button.
One of those jumbo hot dogs.
There's one of the dogs right there.
How much is this Maltese in the window?
Oh, boy.
The one with the swaggity tail.
Swaggity tail.
I must take a trip to see Hattie Mae.
Who?
And leave
Hattie
this
Mae.
Poor doggy for sale. Okay, I'm going to hang up here. Okay, let's go.
That was it.
That might be one of the worst ones ever.
Okay, I'm going to hang up now. Bye.
We had a listener send us a message, though, that said she sang Doggy in the Window today.
It's a Maltese. I guess she's got that little yapping Maltese.
She's going to get that dog out of the room when she
records. I
don't
think it's a good idea to talk about we're having hot dogs and then have a dog barking. It almost sounds like they're eating real dog hot dogs or something. That was the lunch lady. Not at her very best. She's been better. We lost a listener, apparently, and I think I know who this guy was. I got a couple of emails about Len Conan. So if anybody out there knows Len, I didn't know him. We never met him that we know of, but Peon and I talked before the show.
Len Conan, that name sounds really
well. You remember,
really
Dan, remember the guy who always goes, Len, gotta go.
Yes.
I think it's that. Great show, gotta go. I'm pretty sure it's that Len. And I got a couple of emails from people that just said Sunday morning, apparently, he passed away. Said frequent listener and caller, complications from cancer. And then one of the emails said something that, boy, just really nailed down. I now have a better picture of probably what this guy was like. It said he was a man with 100 best friends. Oh, what a great thing to say about somebody, and I know exactly what that meant. Never met a stranger, was just everybody's best friend, and sorry to hear that. I don't know how old Len was, but I do know who this was, even though we never met him. Great show, gotta go, mm-hmm. Len. So Len joins Moon and Bernice and Reggie, and he's in good company. That's all I got to say. Sorry to hear about Len. And for those of you who may have known him and aren't aware, Len, it's, according to this email, K-O-H-N-E-N, Len Conan. I guess I could give the visitation difference. The guy had this many friends. A lot of people would want to know. It says the visitation is tomorrow at Cudas in Afton from 3 to 9 p.m., and the Mass is Wednesday, the 15th, starting at 10:30 a.m. at St. Catherine Labour. Is that right?
Labour, yeah.
Labour, okay. All right, what do we have today? Note to Bono. Lose the glasses. Oh. The sun. Come on, man.
Yeah.
I watched last night again. There he is again with the sunglasses. I get it that somebody has sort of a signature thing, but really, indoors, sunglasses... I don't know. Bothers me. This is kind of interesting. Somebody told me, in fact, I was in the car with this person going down 70, headed toward downtown. And the person I was in the car with said, look up at the Drury Inn. And it's the Drury Inn just west of the main exit for the airport. That exit you take off, it takes you right into the Lambert parking lot, yeah. Arrivals and departures. There's a Drury Inn there, and if you're headed toward downtown, you look up. There's one pane of glass that doesn't match the other panes of glass. It's darker. And that room is rented out by the Highway Patrol. They run radar guns from up there.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And he said he knew it for a fact. And then they have a car further down 70, a little further east, and boom, they call them and notify them and flag them from up at that end. And sure enough, it's a great place to set up because it's a straight shot right down 70 from the Drury Inn. And I thought, well, he didn't know what he's talking about until I looked up. And honest to goodness, there's one. What I don't understand is why would the glass have to be different for radar? Maybe the regular hotel glass is there's something about it that won't let it get a clean read or something. I don't know. But they, I guess they paid the hotel to let them replace a pane of glass. So be careful if you're going east on 70. Even though you don't see a car with radar, they're shooting you from up at the Drury Inn. A-Rod.
Oh.
Really? Do we need this much news coverage about this guy? First of all, here's one of A-Rod's problems. Have you ever seen one clip or bit of footage where he didn't come off like an a-hole? A-Rod, a-hole. I've never seen him look likable. Like there's some people that you'll see they're in trouble and you go, I really like that guy. Too bad. I want to believe him. I want to believe him because he just seems like a neat guy. He doesn't to me. He seems like a guy who's just really full of himself.
And doesn't it seem like every player that they is accused of a steroid use, now they want to sue Major League Baseball and just prove, I'm going to prove that all of this is false, and then ultimately, it's going to come out. It's true.
Now, did you see the guy on, was it 60 Minutes or CBS Sunday Morning? I get the two confused because I record him and watch him. The guy that shot the A-Rod up, did you see that guy?
Oh, no.
That guy couldn't have been more believable. Yeah. He was absolutely 100% believable to me. And he said, I've shot him up many, many, many times. He told exactly what they used. And then Scott Pelley from CBS said, well, what about the fact that A-Rod has never failed a drug test? And the guy said, I'll tell you exactly why that is. He said, because I coached him on how to take a urine test. And he said, you don't capture the beginning of the stream or the end of the stream. You get it in the middle. And he said, based on the timing of what he would take, and he had it all, he had documentation, he had it all laid out. What are you, and when to take it, he said, you don't take anything after the first inning. And depending on who you're playing and when you're blah, 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 he had it all mapped out. And I'm telling you, what I liked about the guy who was spilling his guts was, they asked him one key question, and they said, if you could go back, if you hadn't gotten caught providing banned substances and practicing essentially medicine without a license, would you do it again? He said, yes, absolutely, I'd do it again. And I thought, okay. That's credibility to me. He didn't say, oh, no, no, no. Thinking back, if I had it all do over again, I wouldn't do it. No, he said, sure I would.
I'm sure
he said, I just wish now that I'd been paid more money than I was paid for doing it.
Yeah.
He said, I should have gotten more money. Mike Shannon, speaking of baseball, is staying on board. I caught up with Mike by satellite just moments ago, and I was able to congratulate Mike on signing. I don't know the you guys know the length of the contract?
No. It just said multi-year.
I'm guessing that's 3 years, maybe 3 to 5. I'm going to say 3 to 5. And even Mike, when I talked to him earlier, he didn't reveal exactly the timeline. But I said, Mike, glad to hear you're going to be on board. Here's a little of what he had to say.
I am? Well, thanks a lot. I didn't realize I signed a multi-year deal. I thought I was just signing an autograph for somebody. It's like
Mike Shannon. Wow. Didn't even know he was signing a contract.
They put Andy's 48 back in front of me, so yeah. I signed it.
Yeah. You know, I asked him, too. I said, Mike, I hear from some people that you don't like it when people do impressions of you. Is that true? Here's what he
said. Oh, hell yeah. I can't stand it.
All right. Well, he's honest. I like that. He's honest. Yeah. Mike Shannon.
Yeah.
Now, also in the news, at least in St. Louis, STL Today, there's a story that Daryl Strawberry, now a St. Louis resident, and his wife owe over $6,000 to the state of Missouri. Really, is this a news story? Over $6,000? Don't lots of people owe, especially? I didn't see where that was a real story. That if they said, you know, $6 million to the state of Missouri, but
I think they just did it because it's Daryl Strawberry.
I guess. But you don't see or hear much of him around town, do you?
No.
He doesn't. You'd think he'd pop up here and there, but if he does, nobody notices it. And Jane Pauley was in our studio, I guess it was it Friday? I probably was Friday because I was on assignment.
Yeah.
And I know that Kilborn had her in, and John Carney. I think they were in together with her. And I was in the car and I listened and I thought, well, you know, this is nice. Jane Pauley is saying some very clever, off the cuff, spontaneous things. It surprised me she's that witty just off the cuff. And then I saw her in two other interviews and she said exactly the same things, which just reminded me that a lot of times these people, they don't have an original thought. It's all mapped out, written out, planned for them by publishers. Because she had some things that seemed to be just throwaway comments when she was on, you know, in the station. And then I realized she did them and literally executed them with the same inflection, almost to make you think like she just thought of it. And it reminded me of a show that I saw part of in Branson. The only time I've been to Branson, except when we took our kids to Silver Dollar City. I worked at a country station, and I took a guy with me because I was supposed to go at a meeting with Kenny Rogers. And after the meeting, Kenny Rogers says, why don't you stay and watch part of the show? And I said, oh, we got to get back. We work in the morning. He said, no, 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 I insist. So we sat with Glenn Campbell's daughter, and we were at the, I think it was the Grand Palace Theater in Branson. Now, Kenny Rogers is on stage, and he's singing a song or two, and then he starts a banter with somebody in the audience, and it seems real spontaneous. a gentleman in the audience, and Kenny said something to him. The guy I was with next to me said, and now the guy's wife is going to say, oh, he's not my husband. And sure enough, she says, oh, he's not. And he says, and now Kenny's going to say, oh, boy, maybe we need to get out of this by playing. And it's exactly what Kenny Rogers said. And to the, I'm sure to the audience, they thought, boy, that Kenny is so quick. And the guy I was with, he said, I've seen his show three times. It's the same exact bit. And the people are planted. They're not audience members. We just don't realize, I don't think, unless you are one of these groupies that follows a show all over the country, you don't realize how manufactured and how pre-planned and pre-produced all this stuff is. It's not quite, most of the time, as spontaneous as you think it is. And David Cassidy, a peon told me he looked it up, and David Cassidy was arrested on the DWI Friday night near the L.A. airport, and then peon went and looked, so this is what, like his third one in the last 3 years or something?
Yeah, he had one in 2010, one last year, and then this year. Wow.
Not that, too many people follow the career, I don't think, of David Cassidy. Hey, I think I'm working on a new impression. I think I can do it. I know Dan does his Man of a Thousand Voices. Do you have that Icy Hot thing, Shaquille O'Neal? I think this one I might be able to nail. It's a Shaquille O'Neal. You all heard it. Here, we'll play you.
Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot patch.
Pain, for temporary pain, topical pain.
All right, stop. Pain's no match for the Icy Hot patch.
I never knew
I could do Shaquille O'Neal. Pain's no match. Pain's no match. Let's all do it together.
Pain's no match.
Pain's no match. Yeah, I think we got it. I think we nailed it. Yeah, we did. Ladies, get in here, please. Or Shaq would say,
ladies, get in here, please.
Come on in, ladies.
Come on in here. Pain's no match for the Icy Hot patch.
He does sound like a 100-year-old man, though, if you didn't know who it was. So there's a neighborhood, and in this little subdivision neighborhood happens to live an FM DJ. And he's kind of the embarrassment of the neighborhood. And you know how that is, that FM DJs are. And one of the neighbors sees him out in the yard, and the neighbor goes over and says, hey, he says, Steve, he says, look, man, how about, you know, showing a little respect for your neighbors and just have some sense of decency? And Steve, the FM DJ, says, what are you talking about? He says, I'm talking about yesterday afternoon, man. I'm talking about yesterday afternoon. Could you pull the curtains or the blinds or something? And Steve, the FM DJ, says, I still don't know what you're talking about. He says, I'm talking about you and your wife having sex right in the window yesterday afternoon, broad daylight. Half the neighborhood was watching and pointing. For goodness sakes, man, close the blinds or something. And he says, well, one, you need to mind your own business, and two, the joke's on you. I was out of town yesterday afternoon.
Oh, that sound means it's time to look at traffic. We've had a lot of problems out there today. Here's Tim Weiland.
And it's not really getting any better, Dan. You've got a new accident now on northbound 170 north of Ladue that's blocking the left lane, and traffic is jammed solid back to Highway 40. Southbound 170 drivers are slow from Olive down through Highway 40. They still have the ramp from the Poplar Street Bridge onto Memorial and westbound 70 shut down, although they do have the truck on all wheels, and they do have tow trucks on the scene, so hopefully that'll be cleared up pretty soon. But eastbound 70, that traffic is slowing down from about Salisbury, maybe approaching Salisbury to the Poplar Street Bridge. Northbound 55 drivers, you're slowing from Arsenal all the way up to the Poplar. Now, westbound 40 had a couple earlier accidents. It's never recovered. Westbound 40 is jamming from Vandeventer out through McCausland. You're slow past 170. You're also heavy from Boone's Crossing out to the Boone Bridge. Eastbound 40, you've got slow stretches between Lindbergh, McKnight, and then you're heavy again, Hanley through Big Bend, and you're slow from Vandeventer to the Poplar Street Bridge. On southbound northbound 170, some stop-and-go pockets between Page and Ladue. Then it opens up. And then from the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry, it's just really heavy. Eastbound 270 jams, McDonald through New Florissant. This traffic report brought to you by Radio Shack. Trade in 5 working portable electronics and get $25 credit toward a Fitbit Flex tablet or more at Radio Shack through February 28th in stores. Details at RadioShack.com. Void where prohibited. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Martin Kilcoin Show.
Show starts at 10, but we can hardly contain ourselves. Ask the Novice, Kilcoin Carney, in the noon hour, answering all of life's questions. Before that, Ticked Off Tuesday, chance for the listeners to get involved. Martin and Randy opening up those phones in the 10 o'clock hour, and we'll talk some Blues hockey, kicking off a week-long homestand, one of the best teams in the NHL.
The Martin Kilcoin Show, weekdays from 10 a.m. until 1 on the Big 550 KTRS, live and local.
What's your New Year's resolution? Is it to pay off your credit cards? Is it to lower your mortgage payment? At Golden Oak Lending, you can do both.
It's a new year, and Golden Oak Lending can help you get a fresh start. This is Bob Ellman. Interest rates are so low right now, it's in your best interest to call us and refinance your mortgage.
Call today and lock in a low 3.5% fixed mortgage. Call 314-567-GOLD.
A lower rate will lower your monthly payment, and if you'd like, you can access a portion of your home's equity to pay off credit cards.
It's no fun accumulating crazy credit card interest. Consolidate now and get 3.5%. Call 567-GOLD, 567-4653.
Call Golden Oak Lending. We'll help you get a lower rate.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blues.
NMLS 1149.37, conventional 15-year fixed rate, APR 3.922 with qualified credit. 111 Westport Plaza, 63146.
It's a sad reality that in St. Louis today, we are in the grips of a heroin epidemic. And it's not the 50-year-old lifelong drug addict that's addicted. We're seeing high school kids, we're seeing college kids from middle-class backgrounds getting hooked up and addicted to heroin. Where do you turn for help? ARCA, the Assisted Recovery Centers of America. Because at ARCA, they use a drug called naltrexone and Vivitrol that was approved by the FDA back in the 80s. This drug was designed specifically to help with drug and alcohol dependency. It's non-addictive and it blocks the cravings. The results are nothing short of amazing. At ARCA, now covered by most major insurance carriers, has inpatient and outpatient counseling that is designed specifically for the addict and to get you back up on your feet. To find out more, 314-645-6840. That's 314-645-6840 or ARCA Midwest.
My name is Janet. When it was time to find assisted living for my 85-year-old mother, I was giving numerous recommendations and I felt totally overwhelmed. I had visited so many communities, they started to blur together. It wasn't until I visited Brooking Park that I found Mom's new home. From the moment I walked in the front door, I was put at ease in a way that was reassuring and helpful. Everyone was open and friendly, and I knew the atmosphere would be perfect for my mother. Best of all was my mom's reaction. I was surprised at how quickly Brooking Park became her home and her new family.
If you have a loved one who needs a little help maintaining their independence, call Brooking Park at 314-576-5545 or visit brookingpark.org today to see why it ranks among the top-tier nursing homes by U.S. News & World Report.
She made new friends immediately. It's her home.
Brooking Park, an equal opportunity senior community, sponsored by St. Andrew's Resources for Seniors System.
Mom is incredibly happy at Brooking Park.
You can own an RV for less than $100,000, $200,000. Although being Missouri's largest motorhome dealer, we do offer the country's number one motorhome line, Allegro. But you can start off with a Palomino folding camper, close to nature, in the $5,000 range, or full-size travel trailer starting below $15,000. That's $100,000, $200 a month. Our popular fifth wheels include Laredo, Wildwood, and the star of the recent RV show, Big Country by Heartland. Big, small, light, motorized, Byerly and Eureka has it all. For the best prices, best quality, best service, come to Byerly RV, the center of the RV world.
For the rest of your life.
Of your life,
you got.
gotta be there.
Check us out at BeyerleyRV.com, Eureka, Missouri.
I'm just calling to let you know what a great experience I had.
You really got us to a better place.
I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. People all over St. Louis are taking advantage of our low interest rates and great customer service. Home values are rising, and with rates still so low, the time to refinance is right now.
You know, after you told me how much money I could save every month, I thought, that's almost a car payment.
Don't be left behind. Call today and speak to one of our licensed mortgage consultants. Pay off those high interest rate credit cards and save hundreds, even thousands of dollars.
In St. Louis, call 314-878-9999. Find out how much money you can save. Call now, 314-878-9999.
With rates and APRs in the threes, make the call today. To get to a better place in your life, go to a better place. American Equity Mortgage.
Get you to a better place. NMLS 1899, Equal Housing Lender, 314-878-9999, or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
This Friday and every Friday, Jim Holder and Jim Huer are taking the big sports show on the road. They'll be broadcasting live from 6:30 from Cyberg's at the corner of 270 and Dorset.
To find out more and to see which one of Cyberg's six area locations is near you, go to Cyberg's.com.
What a combination. The Big Sports Show Friday Night Edition and Cyberg's, an eating and drinking company. Cyberg's at the corner of 270 and Dorset on the Big 550 KTRS.
Fruit of the vine.
When you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone. Let me go home.
How come everything can't be grown without seeds? Did you ever get an orange with no seeds in it? They're the greatest. Grapes with no seeds. Yeah. Well, as a kid, every grape you've been into had those grape seeds in it.
Oh.
So somebody somehow figured out how to just do everything that way. Except strawberry. Got to be weird, strawberry with no seeds, because it's like mostly seeds. I say that because grapes made me think of wine, and wine made me think of being a little bit intoxicated, and that made me think of Mike Evans, who's in Southern California. And is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant in the Smokehouse Market. My wife and I went in, I think it was Thursday night or Friday night, early, like 4:30. We're able to get in before the rush without a reservation. Man, what a great dinner we had. I've said this before, maybe the greatest filet mignon I've ever had prepared anywhere in my life was done at Annie Gunn's. Smokehouse Market next door, both in Chesterfield Valley. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Evans.
Give it up.
Avocado without a seed. Come on.
I'm not familiar with avocado. Avocados have seeds, correct?
One big.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah,
right. That
big
great
balls.
Big.
Like a walnut.
Like a peach.
Yeah, I mean, but they're big. I mean, they take up probably half of the avocado.
Does anybody grow grapefruits with no seeds? I've seen just about everything else with no seeds, but I've never seen a grapefruit without seeds. I don't think they've done that yet.
I got a couple of nice big seeds right here.
Oh.
I don't think we edit. Peon, edit that out.
All right.
Okay.
That's
great.
Yeah.
I knew it.
Pulled an all-nighter last night. Red carpet. That's
right.
The show.
You were at the Golden Globes.
Golden Globes. So we'll start off with the Golden Globe pop quiz question. What movie won all five major Golden Globe categories?
Let me ask you a question before you do this. I know there's a lot of primping and getting ready all day by these people. When you go to that stuff, I'm assuming you have to wear a tux, right?
Yeah, I own a tux. So.
You don't, but you don't get overly concerned about what you look like, because I don't mean this in a bad way. They're not looking at you.
I wore a tuxedo and tennis shoes yesterday.
See, yeah. See, that's a great thing. He can get away with it. Okay, go ahead. Five what?
What movie won all five major Golden Globe categories? Titanic, Nashville, Godfather, Star is Born, answer in just a minute. Red carpet. I don't know. Did anybody watch the Golden Globes last night?
I wish I hadn't after it was over.
Yeah.
It was boring.
I thought, first of all, on the red carpet, there were more bad dresses and more hair than I've seen in years.
Well, I don't care about the...
Amy Adams, Hayden Panettiere, Taylor Swift, very disappointing. And Kaylee Cuoco. What the hell was she wearing last night?
Why is Taylor Swift...
like draperies, green and... sort of orange, and
why is Taylor?
Fingernails, I got close enough to her fingernails were painted
talk.
Green with orange dots on them.
He never inhales. Why is Taylor Swift at everything?
I don't know. She looks hideous.
Oh my goodness!
There were some good ones though. Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah.
Mila Kunis.
Yeah.
Rita Wilson. Naomi Watts. Sophia Vergara.
Yeah.
Somebody showed side boobage. I can't remember who it was, but my wife even noticed it. You know how they tape themselves in.
What's going on?
No, but it's just full side boobage with tape. You can see the tape.
Oh, man,
yeah,
that's
it's
a good
weird,
look.
Weird look.
Julie Louis-Dreyfus looked pretty good too.
I like her.
Yeah. As for the show, Amy Poehler and Tina Fey, not nearly as funny as they were the year before.
No, I agree.
And the show was not as good. As it usually is.
Nope.
The show was actually just boring.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it started off boring when that idiot Jacqueline Bisset got up and just, you know, peed all over herself.
Oh, my God. What took her for...
Well, and how about this? How about when Diane... what's her name?
Diane Cannon.
Diane Keaton. I can't stand. Got up there and just went on and on and on about that pedophile pervert Woody Allen and what a great human being he was and how wonderful... Holy cow, I thought she'd never shut up.
Well, you know, it was a Cecil B. DeMille. Why did he even give it to him? He's never been to an award show in his life. He says publicly... He hates him. He'll never watch him. He'll never go to him. Why in the world would they give him the Cecil B. DeMille and waste 14 minutes of our time?
I don't know.
I don't get it.
Ridiculous.
You know what?
Chicken butt.
As far as the awards, Breaking Bad had a big night. That was a great show. What the hell is Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
I don't know. It's exactly what I asked. That's Adam.
I was next to a photographer that works for the L.A. Times, and I looked. I said, "What is that Brooklyn Nine-Nine?" Because I have no idea.
That's the Adam Sandberg thing.
Yeah,
never heard of it.
Andy Sandberg.
Big movie winners, best actors were, but supporting and best actor were Dallas Buyers Club, which I thought was a great movie. American Hustle won most awards, and 12 Years a Slave, which I predicted would be the biggest movie of the year, best movie of the year, it won. They also gave credit to Brad Pitt, who produced it. I didn't agree with a lot of the awards. I don't know how many of these movies you've seen, but I didn't think that Amy Adams in American Hustle did a better acting job than Meryl Streep Osage County.
No, absolutely not. You're right.
Not even close.
No, if anything, Jennifer Lawrence was better in that movie than Amy Adams.
This is all political, and you know it's political when you see something like what he just mentioned. Meryl Streep losing
she
out.
She killed in that movie.
Yeah.
Killed.
Stupid.
It was one of the best performances I've ever seen in my life. And they give it to Amy Adams? I mean, and I like Amy, but I don't get it.
I was just glad Redford didn't get anything.
Well, hold on a second. I'll get to that.
All right.
Adam Sandberg winning for Brooklyn Nine-Nine, beating out Jim Parsons, Big Bang. I don't know. Nobody's ever seen it. Other things I didn't agree with, the movie Her beat out American Hustle for screenplay. Did you see Her?
No, I don't want to see
it.
Oh.
No, the Joaquin Phoenix movie.
I don't want to see it.
I didn't think Best Director should have gone to Gravity. It was a computer-generated movie. I don't get it.
And he falls in love in Her. He falls in love with her voice.
Yeah.
In Her, yeah.
It looks stupid to me.
Mostly, I disagree with Leonardo DiCaprio winning Best Actor in what they call the comedy, which is the most hideous movie of the year.
You and I are right on target together on this one.
And the surprises were Hanks took the collar. Streep, Bruce Dern, Nebraska, Ronnie Howard, Rush, Redford. I mean, no, really, I mean, a lot of the big names just sat there. They didn't get nothing. At the parties, the most exclusive party was the CAA party, the Tower. Jennifer Lawrence and Meryl Streep were dancing together. A lot of people taking pictures of that. They were feeling no pain. Mm-hmm. 20th Century Fox was at the Fox Pavilion. Cast of 12 Years a Slave were there, and they were having a great time. Warner Brothers was at the Oasis. Didn't get started about 1 o'clock. Johnny Depp and his girlfriend Amanda Heard got there. Sandra Bullock was there, and George Clooney stopped by.
I got a suggestion to people like Johnny Depp. When you get up to open an envelope and read an award, don't always try to act like you're so artsy and you're so...
How about when he says, and the nominations are Philomania. No, it's not Philomania. It's Philomena.
He always
Philomena.
Has that.
He called it Philomania.
Yeah, but he always has that I'm too cool for this room attitude.
I know. He makes me want to stink. Wildest party was at the Weinstein party at Trader Vic's. Philomena and the cast of August Osage County were there. And Taylor Swift and Bono got up and they played for an hour together.
Great. Really? Who cares?
Well, I thought it was kind of...
Yeah.
Anyway.
No.
No. Not even a little bit?
No.
And finally. What movie won all five major Golden Globe major categories, all five categories, Titanic, Nashville, A Star is Born, Godfather.
Oh, man.
What am I missing here that I don't know there was a movie called Nashville? Maybe I'm just drawing
that's
a blank.
That's a newer one, isn't it?
No, that's a TV series, but there was a movie.
There was a movie called Nashville. Actually, I'll tell you something about Nashville, and maybe I shouldn't be telling you this. It holds the record for the most nominations for any movie in the history of the Golden Globes. It had 11.
Wow.
When did this movie come out? How do I not know this movie?
20 years ago.
Wow, I missed it. Okay, so real quickly, they are what again?
Titanic, Nashville, A Star is Born, Godfather.
Yeah. I want to say Titanic, but I'm going to throw out A Star is Born.
Oh, that's what I was going to go with.
Yeah.
Then I'll go with Nashville.
See, I've changed this because Frank likes to whine if I do that, you know, all the above. Actually, there are three movies that have. Wait a second.
He doesn't even know what he's doing.
Uh-oh.
There are three movies that have won all five categories, but I only gave you one of those movies. The other movies that have won all five categories are Dr. Zhivago. Oh. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
What's the one in our list?
And the third one is A Star is Born.
Oh, wait a minute.
Very good. Anyway.
No. You guys remember who they wanted to star in A Star is Born, and his manager wouldn't let him do it? So it went to Kris Kristofferson?
Yeah, I've heard this before, and I can't remember.
Elvis Presley.
Yeah.
And Parker said, no, Tom Parker, not going to let him do it. So it went to Kristofferson, and Elvis really wanted to do it. That was Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant at the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley.
Singing would have been better.
What? The singing?
The singing, yeah.
Yeah, Kristofferson is not the greatest singer. He's a great songwriter, but he's not the greatest singer. There is a C in Schaefer, and I have driven that point home for 14 years, I guess, at least, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, because I want you to know how to spell it. When you go to Google it to look them up, I want to make sure you get the right place. You don't get frustrated and go to somebody else, because you don't want to go to anybody else for body work. You want to go to Schaefer, because you want it done right, and you want to walk up to that vehicle and literally forget, maybe even think you might have dreamed that there was an accident. There couldn't have been an accident. I must have dreamed that. Look at this thing. I can't tell that anything was done, except it's cleaner than it's ever been. That's what happens when you go to Schaefer. You get it back. You can't tell where the work started and ended. It's like it never happened. And boy, is it clean and is the service great. Seven locations. The hardest one to find is in Hazelwood, but it's not that hard once you hear from me that it's behind Jack in the Box up on the Dunn Road in Hazelwood. Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. Exactly what every body shop should be like, but unfortunately not all of them are. Schaefer Auto Body Centers.
Let's get a final look at traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, Dan, it's really a nightmare out there on some of the roads. They still have the ramp shut down from the Poplar Street Bridge onto Memorial and to westbound 70. They've got the express lane shut down. You've got two crashes. One is at Union. The other one is at Salisbury, and they've got it completely shut down. Now, traffic is backed up all the way through O'Fallon Park and Shreve. Looks like on westbound 70 at Florissant, you've got a crash. It's been moved to the right shoulder, but you still have heavy traffic going from, looks like Union all the way out through there. Southbound 170, still stop and go from Olive down through 40. Northbound 170, you have that accident north of Ladue, and that has traffic backed up to Highway 40. Southbound 270, you had a stall down by Ladue, and traffic is slow from Page down through that area. Once you get beyond that, everything opens up. Does look like eastbound 270 has thinned out just a little bit. You're slow midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florissant. And on westbound 40, you're still going to have heavy traffic from Vandeventer all the way out to McCausland, a couple little pockets towards Lindbergh, and then from Long Road to the Boone Bridge. And this traffic report is brought to you by Radio Shack. Trade in five working portable electronics and get $25 credit toward a Fitbit Flex tablet or more at Radio Shack through 228 in stores. Details at RadioShack.com. Void where prohibited. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on The Carney Show.
Hey, crew, Carney here. The Tuesday Show fires up another great edition of Restaurant Tuesday. Trapel, our featured eatery. Also means George Mahey and Angela Ortman riding shotgun for that. Greg Stebbins with some men's health and a lot more. It all gets underway. Starting at 1, we'll take roll. Looking for you then.
The Carney Show, weekdays from 1 p.m. to 3 on the Big 550 KTRS. Live and local.
If you haven't yet, you gotta stop by the Blackfin American Grill at the Galleria to check out their new menu. The new items are amazing. For more, go to blackfinamericangrill.com. Eat, drink, be lively.
Cars.com has all the tools you need for stress-free shopping so you can get the right car without all the drama. Cars.com. All drive, no drama.
Well, this is the point where we all go lock ourselves in a room and work for the next 12 hours planning a great show for you tomorrow. And we're going to give it all we got. The results will be heard right here tomorrow afternoon. Same time, same station. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by Bowen Dental Care. All your family's dental needs under one roof by a family that cares. This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
A fully loaded Southwest passenger jet lands at the wrong airport near Branson and narrowly misses disaster.
A new week, a new school for some Ferguson students, how they're coping with their new surroundings and how long they could be there. Target issues an open letter to customers, the company's apology, and what you need to do to get in on free credit monitoring.
First on Fox, federal officials want to know why the jet landed at the wrong airport in Southwest Missouri last night, narrowly averting disaster. This is video of the Southwest Airlines jet taking off today from the Taney County, Missouri airport. Fox 2's Charles Jaco is live at the airport near Branson to show us just how close it came to disaster. Charles.
The Southwest 737 was bound from Chicago to the Branson Airport, but for some reason, the pilot ended up landing 8 miles away here at the Taney